Welcome to the Daily Energize podcast, where you'll get a jolt of energy and a quick tip to help you conquer your day. Now here's your host, the Prince of Positivity himself, Spencer Jones.
What's happening, Energizer? It is I, your host, the host with the most energy, vibrancy, and a contagious smile, I've been told. Well, that's pretty cool. Thank you to everybody who said that. I've had a couple people, so thank you to everybody, and thank you for being here, joining me, Spencer Jones, the Prince of Positivity, in this episode and in the Daily Energize. If you could share this podcast out with one person, I know I say this often, but, you know, let's be honest. Have you shared it every time I've asked? If you have, congratulations. Yeah, you should win a prize, because a lot of people don't. And, you know, that's okay. I get it. I'll be honest. I don't either when I get asked that, but I try to, because it doesn't cost anything. And if we can help spread something we believe in and has helped us, it could potentially help other people. So if you could share this out, I would greatly appreciate it. All right, today's episode, we're going to talk about stress and awareness. And if you listen to yesterday's episode or the previous one, I talked about taking small steps. Instead of going for those giant leaps, take small ones. Let's walk before we can run. And well, today's episode is about, well, stress and awareness. So as of this recording, I've been stressed out. I've been feeling a lot of pressure, a lot of stress the last 3 weeks, where it's really been laying on heavy. And it's freaking annoying. It's frustrating. It's irritating. It causes more stress. And I teach people how to remove stress, how to get rid of it. And trust me, I've been doing some of the things, but I'm not doing all of them, if I'm going to be perfectly open and honest with you. I need to be better about taking my own advice and implementing some of those things to help relieve stress. The conditioning I have is just, well, then put the nose to the grindstone and just keep going. Just keep pushing harder to get through it. And once you're through it, then you can let up and relax. But I need to remember to take time for me to de-stress. So I'm sharing this because I just want to be open and vulnerable. Like, I know this stuff and I teach it, but I still struggle at times implementing. I've done a pretty good job implementing a lot of the things in my life, but there's still times when I struggle, right? I'm human. And this is one of those times. And it's the stress, while it's annoying and frustrating, it's a good thing because we're going for some big things. Like, we're pushing hard, we're trying to impact more lives, and we're going for some really incredible things in life that, well, it's causing that pressure. And what I've noticed is this stress, what used to break me and just really frustrate me, and I would get absolute tunnel vision and just be super omnifocused. Well, now I still want to put my nose to the grindstone. I feel that urge. But what I've noticed this round, as opposed to when this has happened in years past, is I almost, not quite immediately, but within a couple minutes, not days or hours, but within a couple minutes, I can see how to solve it or how to help this or reduce it in the future. So, for example, let me just tell you. Like, one of the things that stressed me out is we partnered with an awesome marketing agency. They're incredible. They do fantastic work, right? They rebranded our logos. They updated our website. It's amazing. Incredible work, and I'm so grateful for them. But that also means I had to take some things off my plate, which is good, right? I get to delegate that and give that to them. That was nice. But when it comes to, like, oh, I would really like to have this image, or I'd really like to do this, or this little mistake that came up, right, or whatever, that before, I could just go in and change it. I could go and change it in a minute or two. Or I would be able to create it and get it on my timeline, or, you know, just get it faster. And by having them and delegating that to them, that means, well, it's not as instantaneous, or as fast as maybe I would like it, or how fast it used to be when I was doing all of it. And that's part of growing, right? So, I mean, you might be going, yeah, good for you, Spencer, growing pains. Yeah, you're like, look at you, you have to delegate. But I'm just sharing that once I had to delegate and things weren't happening at the time that I would like, it was frustrating. And then within minutes, I realized instead of beating myself up over it or beating them up or, you know, like, not physically, of course, but just being really frustrated at them, I went, well, okay, what if now we create a schedule instead of just, you know, okay, here it is, let's do this. Let's create a schedule for when these graphics need to be out and get that schedule in advance so that if they're delayed a little bit, it's not going to put a pinch on us, but that also gives me that time to have everything set and ready to go well in advance. And all of a sudden I go, okay, so right now I'm stressed because of this situation. Let's get through this. We'll work through and figure this out. But then for the future, let's plan on that because that is going to make life so much easier and less stressful. Plus, then that just allows us to continue to grow and follow a plan as opposed to just winging it. Not that we winged it all the time before, but we did a lot of the time. Right? So just trying to be open and real with y'all. So while you might be at that point in your business or in your life, you also might not. Maybe you don't own a business. Maybe you're a manager or a leader in another way, shape, or form, right? Because we are all leaders in some way, shape, or form in our life. But where do you notice frustration creeping in? Where do you notice stress building up in your life? And then instead of just putting your nose to the grindstone, as I mentioned yesterday, take the time for you. Take the small steps, or maybe that was the beginning of this episode. It's been so long already. But take that time for you. I'm going to do a better job of taking that time for me. I've already scheduled in going for walks because I need that when I'm stressed out. I need that fresh air. I need that movement. So take that time for you, but then also just reflect. Well, how can I solve this for the future? How can I avoid this going ahead? So that, okay, let's figure out the game plan for right here and now, but then let's avoid it in the future. So I'm just sharing, I'm just trying to be raw, real, authentic with y'all. You know, I'm learning and growing just like you are, right? We are on our own journeys at our own points in our journey. And I hope that I could share what I have learned and some of the stuff that I'm literally going through, but some of the scars from past obstacles and failures and mistakes and all that, I could share that with you so that you avoid them or at least get through them faster and easier. All right. I hope that was helpful. Take time for you. Evaluate. Once you start to feel stressed, raise the awareness, right? Start looking around and poking around as a scientist. What can you learn from it? How can you grow from it? What can you do to change in the future? And who knows, that might help you figure it out right here and now as well. All right. Thank you for being here, being you, for being the amazing person that you are. Go and shine your incredible light with the world. And until next time, I will catch you later. Hey there, real quick before you head out and keep crushing your day, how amazing would it be if we could get together as an Energizer family to learn, to grow, to connect, to celebrate? I don't know about you, but that would be freaking amazing. And we've heard our Energizers ask for it. So guess what we did? We're making it happen. We are putting together an Energizer Summit where we get to come together to learn, to grow, to have breakthroughs. So what we're doing is we're calling this Energizer Summit the Breakthrough Experience. And it's all about putting you at the cusp of multiple breakthroughs over this 3-day, 2-night event. Because we recognize and realize that when we have a breakthrough, we step into our light a little bit more and we shine brighter. So why not have that multiple times over this event so that when the person who walks in, the person who leaves are two different people because you have stepped into your light again and again and again. So if you are interested in that, if you'd like to come hang out with Katie and me and our Energizer family, get ready because the Breakthrough Experience is happening in Chicago, September 12th through 14th, 2024. And we have a limited number of spots available. We're capping it off about 150 people. So if you are interested in this and you want to be there, make sure you reach out to me. You can send me a message at spencer@spencermjones.com and let me know you are interested in the breakthrough experience, and then let's have a conversation to see if it's in alignment and what we could do to have you join us. So with that, keep shining your light, and I hope to see you at our Energizer Summit, the breakthrough experience.